much to get to, including coming up in less than 5 minutes, Byron Murphy II, defensive lineman from DeSoto, 6'1", about 290-something. I just got off the phone a minute ago with DeSoto head coach Claude Mathis. He told me he thinks that Byron will be an all-Big 12 conference player for whoever he played for or wherever he played, all-conference player, and that also that he has a motor that never stops, and we'll have Byron on the show, Byron Murphy II, in a minute. Lake Seastrunk today at 3:20. Paul and Craig, you know, we discussed that 40-yard whatever, 40 meters, but Lake was in the discussion, and he graduated back in December. He's taken care of his business and always one of the greatest personalities we've ever had on any radio show we've done.
Yeah, Lake's an electric player, as you mentioned, and you know, it'll be interesting to hear from him. Been a while since we've heard from Lake Seastrunk. So with the conversation and the timing of it, it makes all the sense in the world to have him on and the caravan of former players that we've had so far.
Before I get to Byron Murphy and Paul, your reaction to it as well, Justin or Juice Johnson?
He's a daddy.
He's a daddy. Yeah. The newest member of the Baylor family, Kingsley Johnson. Big picture with Justin with his mask on and his son. Son? Is that a girl? Kingsley.
The way it tweeted out said the king is here, so I'm guessing.
Yeah, I think Kingsley. I think it is. But congratulations to Juice, his wife, the family, and the new addition to the Baylor family as well. This is a young man that was getting recruited, Paul, by Colorado, Georgia, Georgia Tech, Houston, TCU, Illinois, among many others. Georgia, Mississippi State will have D.D. Lewis, who was a really good player at Mississippi State, who played for the Cowboys. He'll join us, former Cowboys linebacker, at 4 o'clock today. Iowa State, Utah.
Yeah, and that's because of Dave Aranda to me. I think that Matt Rhule would have started getting guys that had Georgia and Mississippi State offers and things like that, but Dave Aranda was already in that world. Matt Rhule had to prove himself, which he did last year, and now he's on to the NFL, which was ultimately his goal, so he's in the NFL. And now Baylor went out and hired a guy that had those ties with those athletes already, and he's just bringing them right on over.
Greg, he also, Dave Aranda, Omar Hales apparently was a part of this based on the reaction from Byron Murphy, Joey McGuire, that's right there where he coached near Cedar Hill, of course, and the impact that they're having right there in that South Dallas area.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's why you have those guys, is to recruit and to particularly recruit in areas where they're strong. So, you know, Juice Johnson's got a lot of Texas ties. I mean, Joey McGuire, I think a book's basically been written on all the ties that he has in Dallas, and so they're doing their jobs. They're doing what they are expected to do and are doing it at a high level right now. So they've been able to add, I think this is their fourth player now along the defensive line. They're closing in on 20 commits overall, so the class is starting to get down to its final few spots. It'll be interesting to see just how many final few spots they do have. I know there's some flexibility that arises and more flexibility that could arise. But, yeah, it's a really strong addition. I saw a lot of the other commits reacting really positively as well. They're excited. The coaches are excited. So it's a good day for Baylor.
We are now joined.
This segment on Baylor Athletics is brought to you by Richard Carr Motors, the people you can count on. Right now, during these difficult times, count on us for great prices, award-winning service, including auto body and our safe practices. Richard Carr Motors, supporting the Waco community, Baylor, and Sikkim 365 Radio. Waco, Texas can count on Richard Carr Motors.
By Byron Murphy II, at Byron Murphy 2, or doubled, numerical 2, the second on Twitter, Big Dog. That's your name. But you are obviously Byron. What does all this mean to you? The commitment during this kind of unique and crazy time in America. Your thoughts about getting that out of your way today?
It mean a lot to me. Today a big day for me. The Baylor fans, all the other commits. Today a big day, and I'm really enjoying it right now.
You had to sift through a lot of offers, and you had a lot of people interested in you. What was it about Dave Aranda and his staff that made you say, these are my guys?
I knew Dave Aranda since day one. He always told me he needed me, and I'm the perfect fit for their team and the scheme they're going to run. And I know he was a defensive-minded coach. And I built a great relationship with him and other coaches as well, so that's what I knew. I needed to make that move.
Byron, who are some of the other coaches in particular that you've enjoyed talking to and getting to know?
Coach Omar Holmes, Coach McGuire, and my position coach, Coach Dennis Johnson.
Yeah, the SEC background with Aranda, as Paul brought up, and Baylor's really bringing in some defensive linemen. What is it that, among others that are being recruited by Baylor, who you know, whether it's in DeSoto, in that Cedar Hill, Duncanville area, or others you've talked to, what are some of the conversations you guys are having?
I just had one today with the Shadow Creek quarterback commit. I talked to him, talked to Roger Daniels, that Duncanville receiver, other Baylor commit, and we ready. We ready to go down there and put on a show for the city for the next 3 or 4 years. We're trying to bring home something.
Byron, 6'1", 298 from DeSoto. But what position did you play in Pop Warner?
Pop Warner, I played running back and linebacker.
Yes, sir. What was that? Were you like was like a Jerome Bettis type of thing going on there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
6'1", 298 right now. Did you watch Bravion Roy much at all, or have you seen much of him when he played at Baylor and how much he did for them last year at defensive tackle?
Yes, sir. I watched him. I watched him a lot. Yeah, that dude right there is a dog. You're dumb. Seen him. I watched him a lot.
Byron, how much did you know about Baylor before your recruiting started? Was that a team that you regularly watched? Were there certain players that you remember watching? Kind of what was your relationship prior to being an actual recruit?
I didn't really pay attention that much to Baylor until, like, really this year. They had a big turnaround season, so they caught my eye. They caught my eye this year.
And I guess the way that they were winning, right, winning with defense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When you were, I believe, a sophomore, you were initially going to be JV, and that wasn't something you were thrilled about, and eventually, your mother, Seneca, said that you were brought up to the varsity, but it wasn't easy initially. Of course, DeSoto's a great football program, a bunch of good players. What was it like, and how difficult was it to be patient during that time by not playing much?
It was kind of hard, because I never experienced nothing like that before. So it was kind of some hard adversity, but I worked, pushed, and I got through it.
Yeah, you are. Coach Mathis told me, and I mentioned this at the start of the segment, you weren't on with us yet. He feels like you're going to become an all Big 12, all conference player. You have a motor that never ends, never stops, never quits, never gives up. Where did that come from your life?
I guess it was just put in me since day one, the day I came out. You know, never give up, never back down for nobody. I always keep working. Don't let nobody work me.
Byron,
that's just my mindset.
Byron, who are some of the people in your life that, you know, along the way helped you, helped guide you, and helped instill that mindset in you?
My mom and dad.
How much do they mean to you?
They mean a lot to me. They mean a lot.
What was their reaction to you deciding to make this this call today?
They happy just as me, coach.
They don't have a very long drive.
No.
I mean, just zip right on down 35.
Yeah, and they don't have to go through Waco. They're to the north part of Waco.
Yeah,
that's pretty much already been not right. Completely fixed up. Now, you had a cousin, I believe, or your mother had a cousin or someone that played at Houston, and that your uncle was at Langston and then Texas Tech, so there's some football in your blood. What about did any of them ever say much to you about the game of football or just being in college and athletics?
Yes, sir, man. The one that went to U of A, that's my trainer. That's who I work out with from day to day. He helped me. He helped and guided me too.
Byron Murphy, the second defensive tackle from DeSoto, gave a commitment to Baylor today at 2 o'clock, joins us on Sikkim 365 Radio. All right, now, 6'1", 298. You gained about 15, 20 pounds, it seemed like, almost every year over the last 3 to 4 years. You seem to like to stop at a certain fast food restaurant. All right, tell everybody, what is the order? Where is it? What's the name of the business? But what is a normal Byron Murphy the second order if you stop at McDonald's and you're hungry?
On the McDonald's, okay. First, I got two. I can either get three Mac doubles, large fries, large drink, or give me a Big Mac meal with an extra Big Mac. No, that's just what I do. That's how I rock.
That's a double Mac. Yeah. The double Big Mac. Yeah.
Three Mac doubles?
And those are the smaller ones, though. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, so those are... I mean, it's still.
My stomach is turning knots just thinking about if I try to even down like a cheeseburger right now. All right, so three Mac doubles and a Diet Coke?
Not large Sprite.
Okay, because that's always kind of counterproductive to get three Mac doubles and then order a Diet Coke, yeah. Which is what I used to think. That's what I used to do. All right, so a large Sprite. And what's the other order if it's not the three Mac doubles?
I'm going to get a Big Mac meal, and then I'm going to ask them to add an extra Big Mac to it. Two Big Macs. Yes, sir.
Do you usually have it done by the time you get through the drive-through parking lot? Is that gone?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You got to eat the fries first, though, because they get cold. You don't want cold fries.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
See, who has the best fries among the fast food? Because McDonald's forever was known as the absolute best fries. I think some people are. I know that Chick-fil-A does a great job with theirs. They're different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's the race right there to me.
Yeah, I think Mickey D's is kind of on top there.
Yeah, I think they got the best.
So, what's it like right now? You know, this has been, as I mentioned earlier, a very unique time with the coronavirus and workouts and some that are being shut down. And what is it like just kind of dealing with this as you're entering your senior year, which is supposed to be one of the greatest years for any kid or young man or woman during your lifetime? What's it like this summer?
It's crazy. It's kind of scary. Sometimes we're going to have a season. Sometimes we're not going to have one. So it's been crazy, but I haven't been thinking about it. I just been grinding with my teammates every day in the summer, the summer camp. So, yeah.
Byron, what's next for you now that you've made your decision? Just kind of what are your plans? What are you focused on now as you guys kind of await to see what is going to happen?
Can you repeat the question? I can hear you.
Yeah, now that you've made your decision and you've got that out of the way, what's sort of your focus now? What are your plans for, you know, the next few weeks as you guys prepare for what you hope is going to be a season?
Just to keep grinding and working out with my teammates, build chemistry, have a successful year this year.
Yeah, it's that's all you can do, right? I mean, got to do whatever you
that's
can.
Sir.
All right, I'm going to bring up this score, not to be ugly, not to be mean. 37-15, South Lake Carroll knocked you guys out.
Yes, sir.
Second
yes,
round.
Sir.
You're not used to getting knocked out early at DeSoto. How does that feed you and your teammates this offseason?
No, that's motivation right there. That's motivation. We already talked about it. It won't happen again. And if we see them this year, they know we coming. It's a whole different ball club.
All right, I got to ask you about Claude Mathis. He's been there. He's on his second time back. But Claude, man, I've known him a long time. I don't know if he has. He's a little bit sometimes he's edgy. how would you describe Claude Mathis, your head football coach, when he's like frothing at the mouth trying to pump you guys up?
Man, that dude right there, crazy. Hang on, what? That man crazy, but he real motivating. He's a teacher, a motivator, and all a leader. He teaches things on and off the field, how to be a better person and all that. So I really appreciate Coach Mathis and what he's done for me.
Your motor runs all the time. Your mom said you've always been coachable. Obviously, your parents have been very involved and others in your family. How do you make sure that you don't relax, that you continue to try to get better and better and better and become a kind of player that Claude Mathis says you can be in the Big 12?
Just keep working the days off. That's it. That's all I got to do. Just keep going. Keep grinding. Don't let this stop me.
Hey, Byron, I was curious. Do you know Xavier Newman at all?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, because, I just saw him tweet at you, said a yes, sir, little brother, to your commitment tweet and obviously the DeSoto connection. So I was just curious about that.
I know.
All right. Well, he's a pretty big kid too. Now, I mean, he's a young man now.
He's
low to the ground. That's like a couple of Rams, right? Two big bulls going at each other with you two, huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right, it's at Byron Murphy II on Twitter. Murph Dog, as he says, he committed to Baylor. I asked you at the start, I always do this, what does it mean to be like, what's this mean to you today? Now that you've been through it, it's an hour or so since, and all the reaction, how much fun has today been for you?
It's been a lot of fun. Waco fans, Baylor fans, they wild, man. They're really wild.
Yeah, it's not the biggest school, but they have a lot of fans that will support you on social media. That's for sure.
Yes, sir.
Byron, thanks for jumping on with us, man. Thank you. Tell your mom I said appreciate it. I texted her as well. I talked to her a little bit. She gave me a little feedback on the Big Macs in the McDonald's. Mamas know best, right? They always know. They know. They absolutely know. Thanks for your time. Congratulations. We appreciate you, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Byron Murphy II commits to Baylor. That's a big-time commitment. That could be, you know, a guy that's part of that plug in the gap. Defensive lineman. To me, I've always said this. Yeah, you got to have great quarterbacks, and you can have the once-in-a-lifetime on occasion running backs. To me, the teams that have a chance to compete at the highest of levels are the ones that have the dudes in the defensive line.
Yeah, and that's how you win championships. That's how you get them.
And last year, Baylor had as good a threesome as not everybody, but pretty close among the top 5 or 10 in the country.
Yeah, if you look at the teams that win national titles, Craig, go back through all of them. They all mostly have the best defensive line or the second best defensive line in the country.
Yeah, and I think, you know, even during the Browse years when the defense wasn't as sound as we see it, you know, compared to last year in particular, and what we expect is going to look like with Dave Aranda and Ron Roberts and the rest of that staff, you know, they still had playmakers. They still had a Sean Oakman that could get you, you know, could make a play for the most part when you needed him to, or, you know, somebody in the secondary to pick off a pass or a linebacker to cause a fumble. So they've, you know, been able to